Langsung dari Washington. Represent
VOA Minute. Sebentar, tapi penting. The Voice of America,
VOA. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules, jadi film nomor 1 di Amerika minggu ini. Udah nonton filmnya? Atau mungkin baca bukunya? Dengan gambar kartun, orang pasti nyangka novel bergambar ini ditujukan bagi anak-anak. Tapi Jeff Kinney, pengarangnya, ngaku awalnya ia menulis buku ini dalam bentuk jurnal sebagai bacaan nostalgia bagi orang dewasa.
That's right. For about 8 years while I was writing my book, I never had a kid audience in mind. And then my publisher told me, you know, we think you've written a children's series, which, you know, I didn't do on purpose. I was trying to write a nostalgia piece for adults.
Seperti buku seri anak-anak yang lainnya, Diary of a Wimpy Kid sudah dilayar lebarkan, bahkan sekarang film kedua dalam kisah ini, Roderick Rules, udah beredar.
I need a moment for a family meeting. Things between you two have really gotten out of hand. You need to get to know each other.
What?
You need to spend more time together.
What?
For every hour without fighting, you earn mom bucks. But you can trade in for real dollars.
This thing is a gold mine. Better not ruin it for me.
Zachary Gordon yang berperan sebagai tokoh utama, Greg Heffley, bilang kepada The Today Show di NBC, dia ngerasa heran kalau ada yang ngenalin di jalan.
It's pretty cool. I don't get recognized that often. Thankfully, I'm not hoarded like some famous actors. But it's pretty cool. It's crazy that some people look up to me like I do to like Leonardo DiCaprio or Johnny Depp. A really weird feeling, and I was really excited to do the second one, and it was like a family reunion seeing everybody again. It was like I never left.
Jeff, si penulis Diary of a Wimpy Kid, ikut berpartisipasi dalam casting pemain.
I got to have input, you know, I got to see a lot of the audition tapes, and it was great seeing these guys step in and fill my cartoon character's shoes. You know, these kids are a revelation. I feel like they're kind of an iconic cast.
Jeff tahu benar seperti apa karakter yang harus dicari untuk memerankan tokoh utama yang namanya Greg. Soalnya kisah ini ditulis berdasarkan pengalaman pribadi waktu dia masih kecil.
You know, when I was a kid, I wasn't the best athlete, and I realized that my purpose was to make the other kids look great. You know, yeah, I was a little bit of a wimpy kid.
Kakak Greg yang namanya Roderick diperankan Devon Bostick, aktor asal Kanada yang sebelumnya dikenal lewat seri Degrassi, The Next Generation. Banyak yang berpendapat tokoh Roderick jahat, tapi Devon punya opini sendiri.
In the film, I don't consider him evil. I think he's preparing the wimpy kid for the harshness of life. If he can get through my pranks and the things that I'm doing to him, then life should be easy.
Film Diary of a Wimpy Kid sudah mulai beredar di bioskop-bioskop Amerika. Bisa jadi alternatif tontonan buat seluruh keluarga. Dari Washington DC, saya Astri Puraatmaja. This has been a VOA Minute.